Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
And you're listening
to Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Blog Talk is Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight, and if you're new here, Revolutionary Life just talks about the things that affect our lives every day. We just talk about them from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. And you tell me, ain't a lot of things need changing out here. Change. And so we try to keep our fingers on the pulse of change around here. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. Change is inevitable, right? If there's one thing constant in this world, they say, it's change. Welcome to Revolutionary Life. Tonight's topic, thank everyone for listening in, who are listening in. Tonight's topic is death. Death. And the topic says, death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Don't get it twisted. Tonight, we take a revolutionary look at death and birth and what you call life. Maybe, just maybe, you're looking at it from the wrong direction. But take a look. We'll see. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night. And we are called in show. And halfway through this show, I present this material. And then halfway through this show, if you got questions, if you got comments, if you got concerns, put them in my chat. I have my chat open. And I'll give out my phone number. It should be on my site there. And I'll open this thing up for your calls. I call it Your Time to Shine. There's a whole part of the show I dedicated to my listeners. So tonight, guys, death. And the title says, death is the opposite of birth. Some people seem to think death is the opposite of life. Somebody told you that. I mean, we're going to a new year, guys. We're going around the sun one more time. And this time, we're in a new neighborhood. We're in a higher level because we go around the sun in a spiral, not a circle. We raise up each time. And so we're in another dimension now. I mean, we came back around December, so we came back around to where we left off at, yeah. But we're up higher than that because we're moving up in a spiral around the sun, not a circle. It's not the same old, no more. Can't be. We're in a different neighborhood. In this neighborhood, you need some clarity. You need to drop some old stuff that has given you a different perspective. Is everything, man. So let's look at this thing from a different perspective. Life is just another word for energy, for electromagnetic waves, for voltage. Is that wire live? Somebody might say, don't touch that wire, it's live. If they're talking about an electrical wire that just broke and somebody walks up and they say, hey, is that wire live? They literally means, is it electrified? Is there electricity flowing from it? You don't want to touch a live wire. That's a high voltage. That's a lot of vibration there. But I want you to understand what maybe we've been told some stuff that if we looked at it again, we'll realize that, hey, wait a minute, that don't make sense. Anyway, life could be likened to spirit, energy that animates your body, for instance. If your body, for whatever reason, accidents, whatever reason, disease, whatever reason, if your body can no longer sustain life, yes, life will leave that body. Ain't got no reason to stay there. But as long as you can sustain life, life will hang around in that body. But the body will come and go. It'll get diseased. It will get shot. I'm sorry, guys. It'll get killed. It will get in an accident. It will, something can happen to a body because it's out here in the mix. But don't let it happen to life, man. You got to understand that the body was born, came in here, grew up and matured. And it's going to get, and the cycle is it gets old and die. Yes. Death is the opposite of birth only. Life and death is not the opposites of each other. Don't go nowhere. In other words, guys, birth and death is something that happens in life. Yes, we all see it every day. We grew up with it. We see it around us. Not in just people, places, and things fall apart. So we know that birth and death happens in life. But it don't happen to life. Come on now. Yes, it happens in life. There's a cycle in life. Birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. Birth, maturity, old age, death. Yeah, we know about that cycle. Well, why you keep saying or thinking or somebody done sold you and told you that life is the opposite of death? No, never was. Get a dictionary. And even it might lie to you. I don't know. But guys, birth and death happens in life, not to life. That's ridiculous. It don't work that way. You couldn't have left and right without a center. They make one. Life and death come in this world together. The day you're born, you're heading toward one or the other. It's a cycle. Yes, it is. We've all seen it. We've lived through it. We're doing it. But we're born, we mature, we pass away. Our bodies are buried. And bodies are brought into the world. But the difference between the one that was buried and the one bringing in, what's that difference, guys? What's missing between the two? What's the main thing that's missing between the two? One is animated, alive, and the other one is not, dead. Right? Life is the common denominator, baby. It don't go nowhere. Your body can sustain life or it can't. I'm sorry. If your body can no longer sustain life, life will leave your body. Can you blame it? All right. If we understand, now, there are some different levels of understanding around this because some people, this is part of their religion, I think. I don't know. And I ain't stepping on nobody's religion. But your belief system does change your perspective about the world around you. And if your perspective can also be changed by society, TV, programming, the latest movie, the latest TV series you can't wait to get home to watch. They're all telling you how to act. You don't believe me, do you? I did a whole presentation on this before, so guys, don't forget, all of our shows are archived. And so you can go down on my page. If you're on my page, you can scroll down and you'll see an on-demand section. That section will allow you to listen to any of our older shows, past shows, and you can listen to them at your leisure 24/7. If you want to catch us live, you got to be here 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. But anyway, in a previous presentation, which you could look up in that on-demand section, I spoke a little bit about life and death. And in fact, it might have a name very much close to the title of this one. Death is the opposite of birth. But there are some people who believe that we are spirits on a physical journey. There are some people who believe there's no such thing as spirits. And once they die, they're dead. They end the story. It's just a body that's alive right now. But that's what you got. But I addressed that in that other presentation by saying, wait a minute. If you're just a body, if all you are is a human body, then tell me something. A person who's passed away, a person who's dead, don't they have a body? What's the difference? What's missing? Life. Maybe that's all. That's what's missing. Your body, you got eyes. The dead have eyes. You can see with yours. They can't. They don't respond to exterior stimuli. They're dead. That's where the word dead comes from. That's what happens when you go to a dentist and they anesthetize or they put that Novocaine on your gums so you won't feel pain. So they will deaden your gums. And so deaden your gums means make them numb to external stimuli. They won't feel anything. So the dead are numbed to feelings, smellings, and tasting, but they got a nose, they got a mouth. So if a body was just enough, why ain't they walking around? Come on now. Something missing there, right? And the thing, the common denominator, the missing part is that heat, that 98.7 or whatever that the human body maintains. How you manage that? Do you manage that? Do you go turn up the thermostat? Do you beat your heart? Do you make your lungs pump? The dead got lungs. They got a heart. It ain't working. What's the difference if all you need is a body? So I addressed that, guys. I don't want to do that again, but I was talking about this issue between whether we're just a body, and when we die, it's all over. There's no spiritual afterlife or none of that stuff. And there's some people who believe we are spirits on a physical journey on this earth. Those people who believe we are spirits, they must understand. And they must quit saying. And they must help their kids understand. I mean, the next generation understand. As we go into this new level here, the difference. They can't let the lie stand. Man, I've been on top of everything from sunrise to sunset. That's a lie. To our calendar, that's a lie. We look at it every day and agree with it, but we know this is an illusion that's not made by technology. This is an illusion that nobody's working any matrix or hocus pocus on you. This is shit right in your face that you know is wrong. But you say it every day and you pass it on to the next generation and it changes their perspective. And perspective, how you look at something is how you move with it, how you deal with it. And how it deals with you. You might need to change your perspective. I'm just saying, people have been telling us what to think since we were children. Parents, preachers, TV movies, TV series, soap operas. All that shit is programming. And they've been MK Ultra, the government program. Shit, people been telling you what to believe and what to think since you were a child. It's hard to believe you ever had an original thought out here. I'm just saying, you might need to change. You might need to check your belief system, your BS, because it'll come out your mouth in a minute. Life and death. Yeah, you can lose your life. But that just means you can't, your body no longer can sustain life. So yeah, life get to step. Wouldn't you? I'm just saying. Opposite of birth. Always have been. Not the opposite of life. So that takes us to the next stage. If that's true, then things, people, places, and things that die haven't gone anywhere. Their bodies have. Yes, we all agree. But their life hasn't. They can't go anywhere. Didn't come from anywhere. It can't live. It can't die. Like, it can't be born and die. Birth and death is something that happens in life. It's a cycle. See it every day. We all grew up with it. We all know that cycle. You're born, you mature, you get old, you die. Birth and death happens in life. It doesn't happen to life. It doesn't happen to life. So when we speak about life, we got to speak about something that's not, that didn't come anywhere and ain't going nowhere. It's never ending. It ain't the thing that died. The body died from a disease, from a wound, from a accident. The body could no longer sustain life. I got it. Can't inhabit a body that can't work. Got it. But some people seem to equate a body dying to a life gone. If it's gone, it ain't gone nowhere except from that body that could not sustain it any longer. Different perspective. People who have such a perspective are people who can believe in an afterlife. They can believe in a reincarnation even, you know, coming back and all that kind of stuff. Because in ancient cultures, that's the whole thing. Reincarnation, karma, coming back until you get it right kind of thing. In the East, that's a common understanding in many cultures. That there's a cycle. Everything moves in a cycle. And bodies do too. Physical bodies move in that cycle. And there are some people, reactionaries, who try to intervene in that cycle with technology and surgery and all kinds of good stuff. That's because we think we know better than nature. And so we always did. But you can't fool Mother Nature to bite you back. There's work going on right now about how to extend life this way and how to extend life with a little bit of this and a peel or some shit or something. Operation, a peel, whatever. there's a cycle. And the cultures who believe in birth and death as just a cycle, that life doesn't go anywhere. People who believe that life doesn't go anywhere, that energy that blinks your eyes, because I'm sure you weren't thinking about it a minute ago when they blinked, but they blinked. That's how they clean themselves. If you are responsible for seeing to it that they blink, I don't know. You don't stay in the present moment long enough to pay attention to beating your own heart or blinking your own eyes. If they didn't do it automatically without your consent, I don't know, you could blink them fast enough to keep something from blowing in them that you probably couldn't see because it's so small. But your eye washes itself every time you blink. That's how the eyeball washes itself of the dust and air. And so here's it. You know this stuff. You live with this every day. And so if you ain't one of them people who believe you're a spirit in a physical body, it might be hard for you to get to reincarnation and life after death and all that good stuff. But here's the point. Life before birth, life after death, is equal to the fact that birth and death are the opposites, not life. Birth and death are the opposites of each other, not life. So life was here before the birth, and so I guess it could be here after the death. What do you think? The ancient Egyptians seem to be pretty smart when it comes to building shit. Do you think they knew what they were talking about when they was talking about the afterlife? Or is it just superstition? They were just stupid, dumb, and superstitious and scared and fearful, blah, blah, blah. So they made up a lot of gods and painted a lot of shit on the walls and worshiped some strange stuff. But when it come down to art and science, they were masters. We're still trying to figure out how they built the pyramid. And for what? There's nobody buried in them. Most of the bodies are coming from the Valley of the Kings. Not the pyramids. And they can't rebuild them. They can't even duplicate them with high-tech shit they got today. Now, these people knew all of that. They could build something you can't. But everywhere else, in, when it comes to the spiritual stuff, they were kind of out there, woo-woo. Right? They had all these gods and stuff, and Isis and Horus and all that. That's weird shit. But damn, how did they build them pyramids? That shit's weird, but damn, how did they build one of the first great civilizations on Earth? Do you know, when Alexander the Great invaded Egypt, he wrote in his memoirs that it was the first time he ever saw lighted streets at night. You don't hear me. It doesn't exist now, but one of the wonders of the world was the lighthouse of Alexandria, Alexandria, Egypt. Alexander was so impressed with Africa, he named the city we call Egypt. He named the city that he landed in after himself. To this day, it is called Alexandria. They were still burning pitch and tar in Greece. When they got to Egypt, they saw a lighthouse that used to be one of the wonders of the world. It doesn't exist anymore, but you can see it in artwork now. The lighthouse of Alexandria is called now, because Alexander named the whole place after himself and blew them away. There was a library there. Excuse me. Well, it was just that there is. So anyway, my point, guys, is that this goes way back. Somewhere along, you lost that lesson, or somebody redirected you and sent you down a whole nother road. Somehow, when a body dies, you fall to your knees like you lost somebody. You lost a body. It could no longer sustain life. If it could, it'd be alive. And when your body can't sustain life, life gets a stepping, get his hat. Wouldn't you? Life and death ain't the opposite of each other. Don't pass that on. It changes your perspective on life. You think life can go away from you. But when you're walking down the street and blinking your eyes and smelling and tasting and touching, don't forget the dead people got bodies. There's something about yours that's different. You can see with those eyes. What's going on there? You can hear with them ears. What's going on there? If you drop dead, you'll still have ears. They ain't seem to be hearing that. That energy, that 98.5, when you stick a thermometer in your mouth, if you don't have a fever, they expect that your body will be around 90-something degrees, 98, 97. I think there's a range there. But around 98 to 98.5 or higher, a little bit higher maybe. But there's an average temperature that your body maintains like a thermostat. You doing that? You making sure that everything's everything? You keeping that temperature at 98.5, 24/7? When you got the COVID going around, you walk into a government building, they're going to take a little temperature gun and point it at your head. They're going to have you bend down, put that little temperature gun on your forehead, and take your temperature, and they're looking for that 90-something degrees. If they see something higher, like 100, they ain't letting you in that building. Because the body knows how it has, when it's in its normal status, it maintains a range of temperatures around 98.5 or so, up or down. And that ain't happening with a body that has no life in it. And so if you're lacking life to energy, heat, that 98.5 is hotter than that. That's damn near 100 degrees in your body. 98, that's close to 100, right? Disease and viruses find it difficult to live in that kind of heat. So when your body goes up to 100 degrees, you say, I got a fever. What you should, yeah, you do have a fever. That's the way your body is fighting an infection. In fact, if a doctor knows you have a fever, the next thing he says is you have an infection. Because your body's already going to work on it before you got to the doctor. You know what I mean? And so you have to listen to my presentation when I talk about health, because I talk about how you go to bed and wake up with your body every day of your life. And the first time something's wrong with it, you go to a stranger and say, what's wrong with me? A doctor. Somebody ain't never seen you before. I talk about that because I think you should know thyself. I think part of know thyself is, first of all, know the flesh that you're in, what it takes to sustain life. If you want to hold on to life, if you want to live long, wouldn't you want to know what it takes for your body to sustain life? Because the day it can't, life going to get to step. And I don't blame it, wouldn't you? So tonight, here on Revolutionary Life, we thought we'd deal with a misconception. I should have put this under my, I have a whole section called illusion. I should have put this in that section called illusions. Because I know there's some shit you've been told and sold that you use every day. And I know it changes your perspective on the world. I've seen it happen. And perspective is everything. What you believe, you perceive. And so you have to check your belief systems here. You have to check your BS, guys. And check and see if this obvious lies ain't being straightened out somewhere. Because they can eventually be dangerous for you and this next generation to pick up and walk around thinking. And so, that's my rant tonight, guys. I want everyone to rethink this situation if you haven't. If you believe it, lock it in as a belief. What you believe, you perceive. If you'd like to believe this, believe it. If you want to research it, research. People who have life after death, near-death experience. You ever heard that of people who die for 10 minutes and they bring them back around and they say, damn, why'd you bring me back? I knew one person would say, why did you bring me back? They felt so good wherever they were. Anyway, so they have stories to tell. If you could believe near-death experiences. People who've had out-of-body experience. You know, I've heard people tell me that they were in traumatic situations. Let me put it that way. I'm going to talk about their personal situation, but they were in a traumatic situation, great pain, and the pain was so great that they remember standing there looking at themselves saying, damn, you're in a lot of pain. Some shit like that. So I've heard all this before I got to read New Age stuff. Somebody was telling me they had this experience doing a very painful situation. But be that as it may, and some of y'all may have had that experience, tell the truth. It's not uncommon. It doesn't seem. But be that as it may, guys. Let's talk illusions here. Let's talk beliefs and the direction they have you looking in. You could be pointing in the wrong direction. But some of this shit is obvious. But you've accepted it. You normalize it. You talk about it. You say it every day, and you pass it on to your kid. Your next generation will come up saying the same thing. And you think they know better, but if they keep hearing it that way, they're going to live that way. Believe me. When I told some high school kids that the sun didn't rise and set, like the weatherman just said, they didn't believe me. How many of y'all say sunrise and sunset and don't know no better? Or know and know better, I'm sorry. And just use that anyway. And the next thing you know, the next generation is saying, and before you know it, they believe it. These were high school kids who thought I was lying. I mean, they didn't call me a liar or nothing, but they looked at me strange when I told them that don't happen. The sun ain't going up and down in the sky. And so I had to do a whole class on how night and day occurs on a planet like Earth that is lit up by the sun. They walked out of that class and looked up in the sky. Probably first time they've done that in a long time. But they looked at the world differently. I'm just saying their perspective on the world was much more exciting. Things were much more exciting to them, that things were changing around them that they wasn't aware of. They didn't know the earth turns its back on the sun every 24 hours. Sun don't go nowhere. Sun is right there when we get back. They were fascinated. In fact, it's an example of changing your perspective on the world. When they walked out that classroom, they looked at the world differently. They didn't know they were moving at all, let alone turning every 24 hours away from the sun and back. But I explained to them, yeah, you're moving. As long as you're on this earth, you're moving with this earth. It's just like being in a car. You're sitting in a seat, but you're moving. If you're going 60 miles an hour, you're going to be sick an hour from now. You'd be 60 miles away from where you were before, and you hadn't taken a step. You're sitting in a car. Yeah, you're moving. And if you don't believe you're moving at 60 miles an hour, let the car stop, and you don't have a seatbelt on. The car will stop, but you will proceed probably out of the windshield at 60 miles an hour. If you don't have a seatbelt on, please wear your seatbelts because you're moving, whether you know it or not. And when that car stops, if you ain't got a seatbelt on, you will know immediately that you're moving forward without the car this time. Anyway, so these kids were fascinated enough to see the world differently when they walked out the front door. And that's fine with me, as long as they see the truth. They can keep saying sun up and sun down and sunset and all that shit. And the sun went across the sky and rises in the east and sets in the... They can keep lying to themselves. They can keep using that for other people. The weatherman uses it every day. Sometimes I wonder if he knows better. But I wouldn't want my kids not to know what's really going on. And these kids were in school already. They were in high school. They should have learned this already. You know what I mean? Anyway, guys. So perspective is everything. And to one perspective, we want to take a look at the perspective we have on death. And we said death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Don't get it twisted. All right, guys, this is a call-in show. I'm going to be opening up my chat room now. And my phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. Hit the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. Join the chat and I'll respond. Questions, comments, concerns in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. This part of the show I set aside for my listeners. I call it Your Time to Shine. So I give you a little music. I give you a little music. And you think about speaking on this subject in the chat or call. What do you think about life? And it's all about life. I'll give you a little music, guys. I'll be right back. to Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, guys, we've been talking about death on this program. Title of this program is Death is the Opposite of Birth. Death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Birth and death occurs within life. We all know that. Birth and death does not occur to life. It happens in life, that cycle, birth and death. It does not happen to life. Life don't experience that cycle. Don't get it twisted. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight onto the air. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you can also put them in chat. This side of my show, I call it Your Time to Shine. I set aside for my listeners. I got, and then remember, all our shows are archived. And so everything will be on this show an hour from now will be on demand. So if you don't have time to listen to a full show, whatever, you can always listen to it later in my on-demand section at your leisure. It's there 24/7. In fact, all of our older shows are there. And there's a show similar to this one there, but I go into a little bit more on the concepts of life after death and stuff like that that I've heard about and examining them and looking at them from a revolutionary point of view. Because those people who say they are spirit, they're not just a physical body. I'm a spirit on a physical journey, they say, where it seems like they can get this understanding here under their belt and stop the misdirection. People who said that they are spirit on a physical journey, I asked them in my I did a section called Know Thyself, several sections. And one of them I asked, if you're a spirit and you're here on a physical journey, what is that journey? And why did you decide to assume a physical body to carry it out? Not that I was expecting answers to that question, but I was expecting that people should examine who say that they are spirits here on a physical journey would stop to examine that question in terms of, do I know why I'm here? Am I here on a mission? Because a lot of us could be waiting on you. we ain't waiting. Some of us can't afford to wait. But a lot of us probably need what you came here to offer. But you don't even know what that is yet. And that's a problem. And so Know Thyself causes you to stop and think, okay, if I'm a spirit and I'm here on a physical journey, what is that journey? Birth and death, birth, maturity, and death, that's already being done. What am I here for? What's unique about my birth and death? Animals go through it. People go through it. Things go through birth and death, coming into being, breaking down, going out of being, out of existence. And so life doesn't suffer that fate, is my point tonight. And if life doesn't suffer that fate, I need you to only do that by thinking of life as the energy in you. The difference between your 98.5 degree body and the body of somebody who no longer have life in them, whose body, for whatever reason, can no longer sustain life. Their body is cold. Yours is warm. Inside. Damn near 198 degrees, man. Close to 100 degrees. And it maintained that. It doesn't let it drop too low. Your body won't allow it to go up too high unless it purposely wants to kill some germs called fever. Then your body will go on up to 100 or so just to make life uncomfortable for intruders. If you got a fever, you got an infection. That's how they know. They take your temp. They put that little gun to your head when you go into buildings these days, government buildings, and they take your temp with that little temperature gun they got pointed at your forehead. Well, I'm just saying, that heat in your body, that warmth, your internal temperature, that thing you take when you put that little thermometer under your tongue, it goes up because it's hot in there. You know it's hot up in there. So how does this maintain that heat? Are you looking after that temperature? Are you turning the thermostat? Are you working the panels? No. Whatever that is, that's life. That's light. That's electromagnetism. That's energy. Let me put it that way. And so, if you believe you're a spirit on a physical journey, that spirit is life on a physical journey. If you can transpose those two words, life and spirit, life and light, life and energy, you can begin to see how these things cannot be created or destroyed. In physics, energy cannot be created or destroyed. Did you know that? In physics, Einstein said that energy just equals mass, physical mass, moving at the speed of light. One and the same. It don't go anywhere. And so there are some cultures on Halloween night who go to scary haunted houses and they scare the ghosts and the like. There are other cultures who purposely go to a cemetery on Halloween night and they take pastries and pandose, sweetbreads, and candles. And they sit at graves and they talk to ancestors. They talk to those who passed on at those graves. Tell old stories or what they used to do when they were around, that kind of thing. And they leave candies and stuff at those tombstones. It's called the Day of the Dead, Dia de Muertos. But in our country, you run away from a cemetery if something was in there at night. You wouldn't even go to a cemetery on a Halloween night. It's all about being scared, ghosts and goblins, you know. In some countries, it's just the opposite. They go on purpose to the cemetery on Halloween night. And they dressed up just like you do in skeleton outfits and stuff like that. But there's no fear involved. But there's some spiritualism going on, guys. The ancient Egyptians believed in life after death. They had a whole, they got a whole, excuse me. The ancient Egyptian has a whole book of the dead, they call it. A book of coming forth by day. And the like. Funerary texts. And you don't? And you don't? My line's over. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. We're talking about death and life and birth all up in here at once. We're talking about the Trinity. We're talking about the Trinity. We're talking about the Trinity. My chat room is open. I'm monitoring that chat. Let me give you a little music while you think about speaking to that. Revolutionary Life. Right here on Block Talk Radio, guys. We're here every week, day, night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be, guys. So if you're looking at my site at the upper right-hand corner of my site, of this site, if you're on this page, is a follow button. A follow button is there, so you will be notified. Clicking that button means you'll be notified whenever our show's alive, when our show goes live. You never know what the title's going to be. But you might want a little heads up. I don't know. The across from the follow button, there is a share. Anybody you know that might be interested in these shows, please share it with them. It's about life, baby. A revolutionary one. Throwing off the veil, baby. When I do this piece on illusion, I'm not talking about some technical marvel, some matrix that the government has put together to fool us or all that kind of shit. I'm not talking about anything spooky. If I say we've accepted some things that if we looked at twice, we know was wrong. We know it changed the way we look at the world when we change the way we look at those things. Those things that we've accepted. And it might be that we want to get back to what's real or true and it works. We're out of rhythm. We're out of time. When you're out of rhythm, when the change, when the wave comes, you just get slapped and taken under. How are you going to time the wave when your clock's broke, when you ain't paying attention? We talk about things that affect our lives every day. We just take a revolutionary take on those things and revolutionary life. Tonight we've been talking about death. And it's in birth. This cycle that things go through on earth. We've all seen it. We've seen the birth. We've seen people come in this world and go out of this world. If we live long enough, we'll see more of it. I've lost a lot of family members. I've lost a lot of people just this year, friends, and some family, some friends. Now, I know a lot of people have lost their life because of this pandemic, this corona thing. So it ain't just me that's experiencing that. There's a lot of people that lost their lives this year. Passed on. For whatever reason, their body could no longer sustain the life that was in it. And so the life that was in it left it. Nothing happened to life. Something happened to that body. That's the difference between the living and the dead. That's the biggest difference is one is animated. One has got energy in it, life, and the other one doesn't. So it ain't life that does the living and dying. It's bodies that do the living and dying. Our presentation says that birth and death are cycles in life. Birth and death is not something that happens to life. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Let me give you a little music. Call me, you go straight onto the air. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'm monitoring that chat and I'll respond to that chat. Here's a little music in the meantime, while you think about it. Is your time to share? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Allez, vas-y, calme.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, guys. And tonight, and we talk about those things that affect our lives. And sure enough, tonight we're talking about death. Death. A lot of us experience a lot of it this year. I've experienced it in my friends and family. this year alone. And with this coronavirus and stuff going around, there's even more deaths this year. People leaving here, it seems. Their bodies are leaving here. That's just the understanding, the perception, the way of looking at the world, the philosophy of life that you hold determines your life. What you believe, you perceive. That's what you see. What you don't believe, you can't see. This is like The Secret and the stuff about visioning. If you can't literally imagine yourself on a yacht or in a room full of money or a brand new car, if you can't put that together in your mind, you'll never have it, because that's your limitations. That's your personal limitations. If you could just get enough to pay the light bill, you'd be happy. I understand. But don't let that be your ceiling. But you got to be able to imagine it, baby. If you can't imagine you can't see yourself there. You can say you like to be there all you want, but if you can't imagine it, I don't think you can have it in this world. So your BS is everything. It might be time to check your belief system, your definitions, and labels, because you walk around using labels for shit that ain't in the bottle. You got labels for things ain't in the bottle. And you got used to it. You pass it on. Look at my section on illusion, guys. I did several pieces on illusion. If you go back to my own, and I take on several things that are not mystical. There's shit that there are things that are happening in your face right now that then happen so many times that you believe is real now. And you know better if you stopped a minute and said, wait a minute. These ain't hidden from you. You've just been running the program, baby. We all have. People have been telling us what to think since we were children. TV, preachers, teachers, movies. Your beliefs. What you believe, you perceive. And so, tonight we've been talking about life and death. Life, death, and birth. The Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, if you like. The Trinity. The Father, the Mother. But the Trinity, guys. Yeah. Death has an opposite. It's called birth. But there's something in between them both. There's something give them both a name, a meaning. There's an environment in which they happen, and that's called life. It don't go anywhere. I mean, it doesn't die. And it's not never born. It's that energy that allows you to use those legs. If you think you're just a body, a dead man has a body. He ain't walking down the street. You are. What's the difference? That's the energy that I'm talking about. That's life. It don't go nowhere. Your body may no longer be able to sustain life because of an accident or something, a disease or something. That's on you if you want a long life. Then maybe you'd get interested in your body. I did a whole section called Know Thyself. Take a look at that in my on demand. And one of the first things I asked you, I didn't even get metaphysical on you. The first thing I asked you was how well you know your body. Let's have a conversation about your respiratory system, your endocrinal system, your circulatory system, your digestive system, your reproductive system. And oh, by the way, let's talk about your immune system. What makes up your immune system? How does that work in your body? How many people could hold that conversation with me? But you got body. You got an immune system. You got a digestive system. You got all that. You go to bed with it and you wake up with it every day of your life. And the first time something's wrong with it, you go to a stranger and say, what's wrong with me? Know thyself was the topic of that presentation. And damn, if you ain't made peace with the body you got, if y'all ain't talking, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to know one day you're just not going to be able to sustain life, and life going to get its hat. Life going to get the step. They don't know you like that. It can get another body. I mean, it can incarnate. You know, in the Latin language, the word carne means flesh. So it can come into the flesh again, like we just saw, like we demonstrated for all, for the world to see and try to remember how we got here on December 25th. We celebrated Navidad, the nativity, the renaissance, well, the naissance, the nascent. We experienced the nativity. We experienced how spirits come into the world as flesh and walk among us. The baby Jesus was born. That's to you to say, this is how spirits come into the world. This is how life does its thing among us. And even though a body can be crucified, even though a body can be destroyed, a spirit can't. It'll rise again. And it could be born again. It could be a renaissance. It could be a rebirth, a reincarnation, a re-entering the flesh. Since carne means flesh, incarnation means coming into the flesh. We watched, we celebrated that on December 25th. Many people did. Of a spirit coming into the flesh. And there's a group of people out there who will tell me now that they're not just a human body walking around. They're actually a spirit on a physical journey, not a physical body on a spiritual one. Well, if you're a spirit on a physical journey, I asked about that in that Know Thyself presentation. I asked why you do that. Why did you take on a physical body? And what is this journey that you're on? I didn't want answers. I just wanted you to think about it in the context of know thyself, that ancient saying. You may even have a plaque over your door in one of your rooms or in your house or somewhere. And it says, know thyself. How are you coming with that? My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. I'm monitoring that chat. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll speak to them in the chat or over the radio if you like. We still got a little time. I'm going to give you a little music. And call me if you like. I'm right here. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that subject matter. right back. And you've been listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Gary. And tonight we did a whole thing tonight on life and death and birth, the Trinity. And we will be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll see you then. I hope you'll hear from us. We'll talk to you then. And guys, don't forget this is a call-in show. Don't forget all of our shows are on demand. And so if you miss a show, don't worry about it. 24/7, you can log into the site and you can go to my on-demand section, just scroll down the page and boom, you can hear this presentation. And about an hour from now, it's going to be on that on-demand section. So you're good. You can listen to it at your leisure. Thank you for listening. I want to thank everyone who listened in for listening in. And I'll see everyone tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Revolutionary Life. I want to wish everybody a good night. A buenas noches. A bono notte. Ciao. I'll give you a little music as we go out. Thank you.